Big day today for Fred Hastings. He's celebrating 25 years today at the Sky, or 2KY, whatever the transitions have been over the years. And he's with us now. G'day, Fred. Congratulations, mate.
No, good on you, Sean. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's quite a milestone I'm very, very proud of. 25 years and hopefully still going strong.
Fred, 25 years to survive in the radio industry, mate. That is a milestone. I tell you now, it's a great effort.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, look, I've done a host of various jobs within the organisation, from coordinating racing to hosting breakfast as a fill-in to hosting the morning program, and even had a go at management there for a while. But my heart was always firmly on becoming a race caller, and I called greyhounds for about 20 years, but got my chance 7 years ago in harness racing, where I originally started many years ago in my teen years, calling trials and at a few tracks. But it was harness racing 7 years ago that I transitioned to, and love it.
Why the harness racing?
I think when I was growing up, Sean, I was very lucky. I grew up as a teen or young. I think I told mum and dad I want to be a race caller at nine. And when I was nine, that was the era of Hondo Grattan, Paleface Adios, Rip Van Winkle, all those mighty horses of that era. And harness racing enjoyed a great deal of popularity in terms of media coverage as well. It was a bit different to how it is today, with the gallops taking the centre stage more so. But back then, when you had those halcyon days, harness racing was very big. And I guess it just attracted me because it was something different, racing under lights. Because you seldom had day meetings on the tab back then. They were pretty much nearly all night programs back in the day. And it just fascinated me that there was racing under lights. And I sort of zeroed in on harness racing, and that's where I wanted to make my mark. And things changed, and I ended up calling, as I said, greyhounds for 20 years because there were no opportunities in harness. But, that came 7 years ago, and I love what I do.
And Fred, you're right, those horses back then, horses like Paleface, Adios, Hondo Grattan, Pure Steel, Mark Avena, all those sort of horses, they all had charisma, didn't they?
Well, not only that, Sean, you're right, they had charisma, but they had a name. Like, you could talk to most people that followed racing, and they would know the champions of the day, whether they were into thoroughbreds, greyhounds, or trotting. They still knew who the champion harness horses were, even if they were dyed-in-the-wool gallop hunters. And that's, again, testament to that era where harness racing enjoyed a great deal of popularity, and those horses became household names. And let's face it, we've got a statue at Tamora honouring Paleface Adios. There's not too many public streets where a horse is revered and they erect a monument.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Fred, as I said, you've done everything. You've been program director, you've been breakfast announcer. You've done the lot over the years.
Yeah, look, I started out as a tote caller 25 years ago, and then learned how to panel, and picked up a job when our good mate, the late, great Steve Cairns, moved to Melbourne. There was a vacancy here in Sydney on 2KY as a coordinator, and they put me on as the night man. So I used to coordinate the dogs and the trots at night, and this is before Sky was in the home. So you had a distinct demarcation between your day meetings and your night meetings. So much so that we actually had a drive time program, which at the time when I started was hosted by Greg Radley. So you had the day racing, a drive time program, and then I started at 7 o'clock at night coordinating the night fixtures, and then moved to the days. And then when we started the Big Sports Breakfast, I was the go-to man when holidays happened. They'd take me off the racing shift and put me in breakfast with either back then Ian Trent or Greg Radley. And then Christmas time, I'd do the show with Greg Hayes or league coach Brian Smith. I did a week with Liz Ellis, the famous Australian netball captain. So I got to do that. Then I did a bit of morning hosting on Racing Radio Morning before transitioning into management, but all the while still calling a greyhound meeting or two, and I was actually Paul Ambrosoli's understudy. So I guess at one stage I kind of thought if things worked out the way they may have appeared, I might have been heading down the path of becoming the station's greyhound commentator, but just a few things changed, a few people moved around, and as I said, I found myself back at the trots.
Now, you've tipped the program too a while ago.
It's actually on my 50th birthday this year. I turned 50 on the 20th of February. It was part of the Miracle Mile Carnival, a nine-race program at Menangle, and I got fortunate enough to tip the program. It's something certainly a highlight in my career. Certainly rates up there with my top three milestones, but that was a big night, 50th birthday to boot, and as is always the case, Cozzy didn't have a cracker on any of them.
That'd be right.
So but I can tell you the last race, a filly trained by Mark Purden, Our Dream About Me, she was unbeaten coming into that race, and I thought if ever there was a mock that might bring her unbeaten run to an end, it could be me chasing the program, but God bless her, she didn't let me down, and she won her, I think it was her 11th race that night, so big thrill.
Fred, around the middle of last year, you went to Yonkers. You called over there as well. That must have been absolutely thrilling for you.
You're picking out all my highlights.
Yeah,
that was a massive thrill, Sean. I went over to America with the family, and because we bet on the American harness racing of a morning, the good folk at International had been communicating with Yonkers, and they were keen to have me call some races, so they timed it so I would call later races their time, so it coincided with the morning schedule here, and they loved it. They found it quite unique and different. The on-course announcer at Yonkers, a man called John Hernan, he said to me, and pardon my American accent, he said, "Man, why do you Aussies call all the runners who come fifth and sixth? Who cares?" And I said, well, you know, you want to know if your horse has run on from the back of the field or if it dropped out. You want to know where you finished. He said, man, that's too much hard work.
Yeah, they wouldn't have known what hit them, Feb, and called all of them.
Well, I called all. I think there was only eight in a race, mm-hmm. but it was a big thrill. And the other thing, too, while I was over there, Sean, and this isn't too well known, but Meadowlands were also keen to get me to their track in New Jersey to call several races on the Saturday night card, but I'd already made arrangements to go to the theatre to see a Broadway play, and I thought, oh, I can't sneak off from that. But they've invited me back if ever I'm in the States to call some races at the Big M. So that'll be another big thrill. But certainly one of the highlights for me was going there and calling on foreign soil. A lot different. The racing is a bit different to how we have it over here. They don't race in formation as much on the smaller track. It tends to be Indian file, even on the small track. We get a bit of that at Menangle. They might race an Indian file in the longer races in a small field. But over there, it tends to be the action doesn't really hot up until the last 600 metres. But it was a big thrill and certainly something I won't forget.
Now, 25 years today for Fred Hastings. Fred, when you look back, which race you've called has given you the most goosebumps?
Sean, I'm going to say two. I think probably my favourite call and my favourite big race call that I've ever put in would have to be when I'm the Mighty Quinn won the Inter-Dominion at Menangle 3 years ago, and just coincidentally with the Inter-Dominion on this Friday, I suppose it's topical, but there was such a build-up. It was the first of 3 years that New South Wales had the Inter-Dominion. It garnered free-to-air television coverage on Nine's Wide World of Sports, which was pretty big, that was a big deal. It wasn't on one of their digital channels, it was on the free-to-air Channel 9 platform. So there was a big audience, there was big expectations. The first time the race was over 3,000 metres with a field of 14. And it was one of those race calls, Sean, where, and as you will well appreciate, any race caller or anyone in the media, they can be very critical when they self-assess their performances, and I'm probably very hard on myself at times. But it was one of those calls when I listen back, I struggle to find too much wrong with it. It certainly gave me goosebumps listening to it. The other call I think that was big for me just as a milestone was my first Miracle Mile in 2010. We had two great champions, Smoking Up and Blacks Are Fake, fighting it out. There was only a nose in it at the end. And fortunately for me, you think your first Group 1 or your first Miracle Mile, you might be a little cautious in a tight finish. But I plonked for Smoking Up, and thankfully the judge put his number up and he won. So that was a big moment calling my first Miracle Mile, but certainly my best race call, I think, that sticks in my mind was that 2013 Interdom.
I still like the Tassie Terminator, Fred.
Yeah, well, that was the next year, I think, or that might have been the Miracle Mile of the next year. Yeah, look, the Tassie Terminator bow tie. Look, I've been, Sean, one thing with all us race callers, we're in a very privileged position, and I say this quite often, we get to see the best of the best strut their stuff, and they are the athletes. We hopefully paint a picture for those that are listening on the radio or watching. We can help paint that picture, but certainly more so painting a picture for those listening on the radio. You know, it's our privilege to do that. We're very lucky. We get to see the best of the best.
What's been the worst name you've had to pronounce, Fred? Because there are some tongue twisters every now and then, curve balls that people throw in.
Yeah.
And you think, why did you name it this? How am I going to call this in a race?
Well, some of those strung together in harness racing, Sean, as you will appreciate, reading out totes, you get those long strung together names. And I'm famously remembered once, not so much in a race call, but reading out totes, there was a horse called The Other One, which was all strung together. So I pronounced it Theo Therone. The boys like Russell and Paul Langham, they've never let me live it down, but certainly the toughest name. I dread the day there's a horse that races in Melbourne called Freddie Fudpucker.
Oh, yeah. No.
And there's a horse that I've called in a trial up here called Freddie Funk, named after the golfer. I'd hate to be calling Freddie Funk and Freddie Fudpucker in a tooth and nail finish.
And
I
you
hope it never happens.
And you wouldn't want the galloper Luck and Fun thrown in there as well.
Sean, you can leave me out of that.
No, I
think there's some of the names. Look, it's one of those things. Sometimes you fall over a name. One of the things I appreciate is when people come to me and say, listen, mate, you're calling my horse wrong. Can you? This is how we want it called. Because you don't want to call it for 17 races straight the wrong name. And when it finally wins, they come and say, hey, you called me horse the wrong name. It's always good when people take the time and say, hey, listen, here's how we want our horse pronounced. It's no skin off my nose. It's better for me that I get it right for them. But some people are a bit wary about approaching a race caller. But I'm more grateful when they do so that we get it right.
Well, Fred, congratulations. It really is. It's a wonderful milestone, a wonderful achievement, 25 years. And here's to the next 25.
Well, Sean, I hope I'm still swinging at age 75. That'll be the 50th. But if not, mate, it's been a hell of a ride so far. And one of the real privileges is I get to work with some amazing people, work with and alongside some amazing people over the years, yourself included, and many, many others. And it's really my privilege. So thank you for having me on.
No, terrific. Good on you, Fred. Congratulations.
Good on you, Cozzy. Cheers.
There we go. Fred Hastings, 25 years today, celebrates. Been working at TKY Skies, it's known these days, Sky Sports Radio. Wonderful achievement.